Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Wagner of the Washington Post. John, you've been covering some interesting happenings in the criminal justice system, particularly having to do with the prison's chief, Gary Maynard, and the troubled detention center in Baltimore. Bring us up to date a little bit on those two things, if you would.
Sure. There were two developments last week. Gary Maynard, who had been the prison's chief for the last 7 years, announced that he was resigning. And the following day, there was a legislative commission that had been meeting for the past couple months, trying to come up with some recommendations on how to improve things at the Baltimore City Detention Center, where, as you'll recall, over the course of the past year and a couple of indictments, there have been more than two dozen prison guards charged with aiding a prison gang there.
Indeed. Everybody in, around here does remember that. So what we have is a 10-year plan for dealing with the detention center. What are some of the elements of the plan?
The plan that got the most attention, I suppose, was to replace the entire complex itself at a cost of $533 million. It would be done in phases over the course of a decade. This commission, a legislative commission, is also proposing tougher penalties for cell phone smuggling, subjecting all applicants for correctional officer jobs to polygraph tests, and spending about $6 million a year to beef up staffing, both at the detention center in Baltimore and prisons around the state. While they were their charge was prompted by what happened in Baltimore, they expanded their work to look at prisons everywhere.
Well, one of the issues that one of the members of the commission apparently spoke of was the pay level.
Right. It's about $36,000 a year. That's the starting salary. And there were concerns voiced at the final meeting of the commission about whether that should be increased. Ultimately, that was not included as a recommendation, but I think it's an idea that will continue to be kicked around.
Do you think that we'll see some legislation to this effect in the capital budget or somewhere?
The hope of the commission is that a number of their recommendations will be turned into specific bills. You know, several of the proposals, too, will require funding if they're going to take place, and in some cases, quite a bit of funding.
Well, John, a lot of listeners are going to just assume that there's a connection between these two things, Maynard's leaving and the plan for the jail, but they're really not connected, according to the governor and the departing commissioner.
Well, that's right, in that, you know, Maynard said he had been looking to leave for some time, and that, in fact, he wanted to stay through the aftermath of the issue at the Baltimore City Detention Center to try to make things right. You know, so it depends on your vantage point here. He had been there for 7 years. He was one of the original O'Malley cabinet secretaries, and there aren't a whole lot of those left in that group. And it's also a little unusual for a correction secretary to stick around in one place for 7 years. It's a these are not the easiest jobs in the world. So, had nothing happened at Baltimore City Detention Center, or had nothing come to light, I don't think anyone would be thinking twice about a resignation that took place 7 years into the tenure of a governor.
Appreciate you being with us, John.
All right. Thanks for having me.
For John Wagner, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.